It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway here on Fan Run Radio, coming to you live this afternoon from Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek for the 9th annual OEB Law Turkey Drop. Jake Lester is back in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. He's got your top 4 at 4 this afternoon, which is brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smile. Schedule your free smile consultation today online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Hello, Jake.
What's up, guys? Everything good out there at Smoky Mountain Brewery?
Man, we are having a blast. We miss you. I hope things are going well back in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios for you, Jake, and I'm looking forward to a scintillating top 4 at 4.
All right, well, without further ado, here's number 1. Today on SEC teleconference, Jeremy Pruitt announced that he has decided on a starting quarterback for the Mizzou game, but when asked whether or not he wants to announce it, he said, quote, "Nah, we'll just do it on game day."
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I think he's probably going to start Garantano, but
why would you come out and say it, announce it if you don't have to?
Yeah, I get that, but
because it's very different. They have, you know, between him and Mauern, honestly, Shroud.
You keep them guessing, man. Yeah. I don't think Barry Odom is up there at Missouri thinking, oh man, what are they going to do? Like, but
I mean, let's not act like we, you know, big germ sitting on Peyton and T the way Phil Fulmer was.
Coaches are creatures of habit. They want to know exactly what's going to happen and exactly when it's going to happen. And any element of the unknown that you can force them to prepare for is a bonus.
Number 2, Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford told reporters yesterday that he deleted his social media accounts after receiving death threats and vulgar messages regarding the Nittany Lions' first loss of the season at Minnesota on November 9th. "I usually delete it closer to games, but I completely deleted all of it after the Minnesota game," Clifford told reporters. It's kind of sad to say, but you know how fans sometimes get. It gets a little crazy. I was kind of, I guess, sick and tired of getting death threats and some pretty explicit and pretty tough-to-read messages. Clifford has since reactivated his Twitter and Instagram accounts, both of which were active yesterday.
I mean, what's wrong with people? Like, you lose a game and you're going to make a death threat against a 20-year-old college kid that you've never met, probably never will meet. I mean, Barry, you know me. I take this sports stuff way too seriously. I get Maynardville mad after a loss. I get Farragut furious, Lenoir City livid. I get absolutely crazy about it. I just cannot imagine ever threatening the life of somebody on social media. That's absolutely bonkers to me.
Like a college kid?
Anybody?
Well, I mean, I realize
have
that.
Have you ever made a digital death threat to anyone?
Digital?
I mean, no. You're pretty wacko. No offense, but I wouldn't imagine you making the Twitter death threat.
No, I've never made one digitally.
Maybe face to face in the heat of battle.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think that's more understandable.
Yeah. The digital one leaves a paper trail.
There you go. Can't prove it.
I mean,
although you did just confess on public radio.
I don't care who knows it. Some weirdo touched my kid's head in the Weigels. Decked him.
Oh, no. Please continue, Jake.
Number 3, LSU remains atop this week's edition of the College Football Playoff rankings, with Alabama staying at number 5 in the wake of quarterback Tua Tagovailoa's season-ending hip injury. The rest of the top 4 remains the same. Number 2, Ohio State. Number 3, Clemson, and number 4, Georgia. A group of one-loss Power 5 teams rounds out the top 10, starting with Oregon and Utah standing pat in number 6 and 7, respectively.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get outraged about Alabama being 5th. I feel like the committee is just sort of giving it time. We're going to see what Alabama looks like against Auburn with Mac Jones. If they lose, then obviously the conversation is moot. They're out of it. If they win, but they win ugly and it's just not the same Alabama, I'll bet you they drop them. I'll bet you they drop them if Oregon or Oklahoma or one of these other teams finishes one loss conference championship type. I bet you they pop over Alabama if the Tide doesn't look the same team without Tua.
I mean, I don't think they make the cut regardless of all your conditions there. Even if they do beat Auburn's going to be their best win of the year. They out of conference schedule this year was putrid.
I think they're
giving up points. I mean, like crazy. They don't to me.
Well, they haven't been challenged. I mean, they've given up some points, but they haven't had a close game except for LSU. They've hammered everybody that's been put in front of them.
I mean, it's just to me, Ohio State's got a better resume. Clemson's got a better resume. LSU obviously does. And then the fourth one, I feel like it ought to go to whoever the one-loss conference champion is, whether that be from the Big 12 or the Pac-12 or wherever.
I think
– because I'm telling you right now, Oklahoma would light them up on offense.
It's unfortunate that – I mean, I think everybody kind of wanted to see the Tua-Jalen Hurts matchup. That would have been a fun game. But, I don't know. And I think they could beat any of those teams, but I certainly think they could lose to any of those teams. And I think there's an element of the unknown with them now as they move forward. And with Jones at quarterback, obviously, I think we're all expecting them to have a drop-off without Tua. It's just a matter of degree, how much.
Drop off in our game. If we had had any kind of competent quarterback play, we might have had a shot at beating them that night.
Yeah,
because he did not look.
Oh, he looked terrible.
He was awful.
And we'll see. It's different now. He's going to have a full week to prepare as the starter and everything. But no, he looked suspect for sure.
So in the last two times that they've been in the national spotlight, playing big team, teams that had comparable talent to them. They got blown out by this Clemson team in this game we're watching right now. And then LSU, I know they made it close, but LSU was still in control. I mean, every time they scored, Burrow got the ball back, and he went straight down the field and scored another one.
Yeah. Jake?
Number four, we have some Wednesday night action tonight with winless Akron taking on Miami, Ohio at 7:30 on ESPNU. And also at 7:30, Buffalo hosts Toledo in a matchup of two teams trying to become bowl eligible, with that one on ESPN2.
That first game does nothing for me. The second one, Buffalo-Toledo, like that's the kind of game that I'm not going to watch. But if I'm checking Twitter at around 10 p.m. and people say that game is a one-score game in the fourth quarter, yeah, I'll flip it on. I'm up for a little maction. I'm not going to sit there and watch 3.5 hours of it, though. Thank you, Jake. Jake Lester back in your Truly Hard Studios, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, with your top four at four presented by Knoxville Smiles. Folks, a great smile is so important to modern life. If you have questions about your smile, if you haven't been to the dentist in a while, if you have questions, you get those answered from our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Stephen Malone, Dr. Michael Costa at Knoxville Smiles can fix your teeth so that your smile shines bright. No matter the time of year, no matter how your team is doing, no matter whether or not the in-laws are driving you crazy over the holiday break, you have great teeth if you go to Knoxville Smiles. Set up your free, no-risk consultation today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. That's KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Knoxville Smiles, creating beautiful relationships one smile at a time. We've got Joe Rexroad from The Athletic coming up here in just a little bit. Bear, what do you want to talk to? What questions do we need to pose to friend of the program, Joe Rexroad?
I don't know. I guess mine would be if he thinks the reason they've decided to give Mason another year, is it because the powers that be down there at Vanderbilt, after the whole mess with the way Franklin left, multiple players getting sent to jail for life for a brutal gang rape. If they've decided that they don't want to go down there,
there's no filter up here. There's no filter.
You asked me.
Yeah. I'll be interested to get his take as a, I don't want to say neutral, but impartial, I guess, observer of the Penny Hardaway-Rick Barnes feud. be interested to hear what he has to say. Because I think this is, if not all, at least 90% on Penny Hardaway. I mean, I guess I've seen some of the Memphis folks saying like Rick Barnes is soft or whatever for not just turning the other cheek here. And I guess you could say that, but I thought Penny was soft for trying to make our team sound like we were trying to start something down there.
We'd already started something and then finished it.
Well, not even that. It's just when you know our team, there's a reputation out there that our team is a bunch of nerds. Like, they're not going to get in a fight. It's just not in their makeup, even though they might be big and strong and tough or whatever. They're a bunch of nerds, Bear, and I say that lovingly. I'm a nerd. Like,
I know.
It's cool.
Lovable things about you. Those are, we had a, I mean, just that team, they were all really good kids. That wasn't in their makeup. We've had other players here that, you know, it would have been a little bit more believable. Let's put it that way. Don't you think?
I'm sorry, I was reading a text message. What do I think?
I said, you know, it would have been a little bit more believable with some other Tennessee teams we've had here.
Yeah. You know? Hey, man, if you're telling me one of Pearl's teams were walking over there with the fist balled up, I was like,
Carlos
yeah,
Groves.
You're darn right
guys?
They are. Yeah, I would be surprised if they weren't. But yeah.
They might do it during the course of the game.
Different kind of squad. By the way, we got a game tonight. I don't even know. Is it North Alabama? Alabama and A&M? What is it? North Alabama in here tonight?
It's not UAB.
UAB.
Uh-uh.
Hold on.
We can ask the mayor.
Alabama State,
that's it.
Alabama State's in here.
And they're out of Mobile?
No. I don't think so. Trey said they were somewhere up north.
Really? No, that's Alabama A&M.
It's South Alabama's in Mobile.
Towns. Right.
He said they were somewhere near Montgomery.
It's in Normal, Alabama.
Normal, Alabama? Like normal, N-O-R-M-A-L?
It's an oxymoronic kind of thing for that town in Alabama.
Normal, Alabama. What is normal for Alabama?
They don't, you know, have family brawls when Bama loses. I don't know.
We do have a story on the docket about a Kentucky man.
Uh-oh.
Who murdered his daughter's boyfriend.
What?
And then... I'm not making this up. Proceeded to marry his daughter. Killed the boyfriend so that he could have the daughter to himself.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
C-A-T-S, cats.
A father.
Yeah.
Murdered his daughter's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So that he could marry.
Yeah, he's jealous. Jealous of the boyfriend.
His daughter?
Yeah. I guess she said yes. They got married.
Not illegal up there?
Illegal, frowned upon, I don't know. We'll find out coming up on the docket here a little bit later. We're going to take a quick break. When we continue, Joe Rexrode of The Athletic joins live from Nashville. We'll get his thoughts on everything going on sports-wise in the Volunteer State. We're live today at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Come on out, see us. Get your free Thanksgiving turkey courtesy of our friends at OEB Law. Rexrode coming up next. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
You can't stop the drive. You can only hope to contain it.
What continues? That's Relic. Remember Relic?
Really?
Calling the show, yeah. The Relic is in the house.
You called this week, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was you.
In the flesh.
Okay.
In living color. So we welcome you back to The Drive here live this afternoon at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Let's get Joe Rexrode in here. Of course, you follow him at The Athletic. Joe, Russell LeBaire with you here at West Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Good to be with you. And, you know, just here in Nashville, it's the continuation of the Derrick Mason era.
Were you surprised that, first of all, that they gave him the extra time, and second of all, that you know, the timing of it that they came out here with, you know, before the season was over to announce that.
I wasn't surprised, but, I wouldn't have been surprised the other way either. I mean, I thought it was probably pretty close. I understand, you know, why they did what they did. I wouldn't have had any problem with them firing Derek Mason either. I mean, it's, I do think Malcolm Turner has been pretty consistent in saying, you know, this program is woefully under-supported. I mean, he has said that outside the context of Derek Mason's job performance many times. So, if you're looking at the root causes, you know, if you're Malcolm Turner and you know you have to really dig in and raise money and change things and you know, change how the administration looks at football even, then I mean, I think his statement was pretty accurate. It's like, look, you can change coaches again, but what's the next coach going to get? You know, so wasn't surprised. As far as the timing, I think some of that actually may have had to do with pushy media trying to figure out what was going on. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I know I'm pushy, and others are. And I think that they just felt there was so much, so much interest in that decision and so much talk about it, and it was overwhelming everything else. I think it's one of those things where, like, if you know that you're not firing him, just go ahead and let people know. And, maybe this will help Vanderbilt in the last, the Vanderbilt's players in the last 2 weeks, I guess, focus or play better. I mean, you could say that in theory, that now that they don't have to worry about this or listen to this stuff, they can think more about football.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing I would be worried about is what South Carolina did, where, you know, they gave Muschamp a vote of confidence last week. He gets drilled, and I know that's Texas A&M on the road, but still, you know, I mean, it's an ugly scene over there in Columbia if you've been following it any. Vanderbilt has won 2 games this year, and they've got ETSU coming in there this week, and I think we all expect Vanderbilt to win that game, but you know, funny things have happened. They're struggling this year. Most people expect them to lose to Tennessee. Like, it just seems like that could blow up in your face if they were to, especially, you know, this week. I don't know. Is that crazy talk to even consider? I guess after we watched Tennessee get beat by Georgia State, nothing is off the table for us here in Knoxville.
Well, exactly. And when, you know, watching Vanderbilt lose 34-10 at home to a bad UNLV team. So, no, it's not crazy talk. And you're right. I mean, if Vanderbilt loses this week, I mean, fans are already upset. A lot of Vanderbilt fans are upset that they know Derek Mason's coming back for sure. But you know what people are going to say if they lose this game? You know, it would almost look like the players not happy with the move too, or something. You know, so this one's important. Get this one. Get a rare winning feeling for this team. Yeah, I don't think any of it matters when it comes to the week after that. I think Tennessee is going to end that streak and win that game. I don't know about going away, but I would say comfortably, no matter what. And so I don't think that, going getting thumped by Tennessee, that's not going to – Vanderbilt fans expected that anyway. But, yeah, this one, yeah, you better get this one after that statement is made this week.
Joe Rexroad of The Athletic joining us here this afternoon on The Drive. And Joe, what's your take on this Tennessee basketball situation with Rick Barnes and Penny Hardaway? It's got kind of stirred up here again the past 24 hours, as it looks like that series is going to end after next season. They play there in Nashville, the third game of a 3-game series. We all know what happened last year, and Penny Hardaway says he wants to keep the series going. Rick Barnes says he doesn't think it's going to continue. What's your take there? Is there any way that you see this, you know, cooler heads prevailing in the series continuing after next season?
Well, I really hope so, because this is a game that we should get every year. And, you know, frankly, I think there are a lot of programs in this state that should play every year. And if you want people to care about college basketball, you give them games, and especially games involving good programs in the same state, like Vanderbilt and Belmont. You know, they're not playing this year. That's ridiculous. They should play every year. That's an appealing game. You know, I love the idea of some kind of a statewide if not tournament, little showcase, you know, and maybe round robin and different programs. There's so many good programs, you know, Middle Tennessee, ETSU, obviously Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, Belmont, Lipscomb. You know, it's just, it's a shame when we don't get these series. And Tennessee, Memphis is at the top of that list for me. Games that I want to, a game I want to see every year. Yeah, I mean, it looks to me, it looks from the outside like it's Tennessee that's more, you know, not wanting to continue. I hope if that's the case, I hope Rick Barnes changes his mind. The good thing about basketball scheduling is, you know, you can change your mind on short notice and get a game scheduled for the next year. But I can't wait for that game in Knoxville in a few weeks. Last year's game was fascinating. It's going to be great in Nashville. And I just, you know, think about your sport here. I hear from college basketball people all the time, oh, you know, no one wants, you know, everybody waits till their bracket comes out. No one wants it. Hey, give them better games. This is a game we should all get.
Hey, Joe, feel free to tell me if I'm just looking at this thing through orange-colored glasses. I don't pretend to be impartial in this matter. But to me, this whole thing would go away if Penny Hardaway, and he could pick up the phone and do it right now. He could do it. It would take 30 seconds before the game, December 14th here in Knoxville. If he just said, you know what, Coach, I'm sorry things got the way they did. I'm a competitor. I was disappointed that we lost. I got respect for you. Like, I think if he said that, I think Rick Barnes would say, you know what, man, you don't have to apologize for anything. It's all good. Love you. Love what you're doing here. Tell you what, let's have a great game today. Call my, you know, have your AD call my guy, or I'll have Phil Fulmer call your guy, and we'll get this thing going again. I feel like that's all that needs to be done here, and I just don't understand why that doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, and you may be right, and if that's the case, man, I wish he would do it. You know, I wish those guys would get together. I mean, look, when it all initially happened last year, I'm watching all the replays. I'm like, man, Jordan Bone is doing what? What do you think happened here? Like, I think he was off the mark there. And then whenever his press conference was, what, 2 or 3 days later? You know, I mean, that presser tells you right there it's probably not going to happen. You know, I mean, I appreciate Penny for being honest and not giving, you know, too much of a care about what people think. But I also think sometimes you gotta have a little bit more consideration for people, and it is too bad. So if that's what it is, I still would wish that Rick Barnes would still blow it off and say, I don't care. This is a good series. Let's keep it going. But yeah, you're probably right that Penny was a guy, clearly to me, who was off the mark and almost out of his mind later talking about Rick Barnes. So it's probably got to be initiated by him.
Joe, last topic for you here. We'll let you run and get your thoughts on the football balls here. Jeremy Pruitt, I mean, we've been talking to you about this all season. Things didn't start well, obviously, for the Vols. Things have been going better for the Vols here of late. We've got two games left, two winnable games. I think a lot of folks are kind of surprised that that Missouri was opened up as a six-point favorite this weekend. I think that line's currently sitting around 4.5, but what are your thoughts on Tennessee's chances to get bowl eligible? Obviously, you already said you think Tennessee's beating Vanderbilt this year. What do you think of in terms of it happening this weekend with a sixth win against Missouri?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to have to be probably a game not unlike the Kentucky game, just in terms of lower scoring, grinded out kind of game. But Missouri's offense has been dreadful lately. Solid defense. You know, both teams sitting there at 5-5, and of course, everybody remembers what happened. Tennessee was in the same spot a year ago, 5-5, and feeling good. And then Missouri came in, but that was Missouri with Drew Locke. And so I like Tennessee's chances. You know, I think it's going to be a tough, grinded out game. You know, you win this one and beat Vanderbilt, and I think you're looking at the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, January 2nd. Which again, that's would have been hilarious to mention at the end of September. So yes, I do think. Either way, Russell, they're gonna be bowl eligible because they're gonna beat Vanderbilt. But the momentum of winning out, getting to a game like that, I think that's kind of momentum that you can really transfer onto the recruiting trail as well.
No doubt about it, Joe. Where are they sending you this week over the Athletic?
I will be in Columbia. My first taste of Columbia, Missouri. So I'm soliciting restaurant and beer recommendations as we speak. So
I've never been, so I got nothing for you.
That's cool. There's so many Missouri grads, and you know, including David Ubbin.
Yeah.
I'm good. He's going to take me around and, you know, make me eat like interesting foods anyway, so it'll be cool.
Everybody went to Missouri. All right, Joe, always appreciate your time, my man. Thanks for jumping on.
Okay, thanks for having me. See you guys.
Joe Rexroad of The Athletic. Follow him at Joe Rexroad on Twitter. Bear, what did you learn?
Joe's never been to Missouri, which is kind of surprising.
He's still relatively new to the beat. Like, he was over there at the paper there for a while, then and moved over to, I think this is his.
I feel like he kind of fell down on, didn't help Joe out by telling him to wear, take and wear a lot of layers. He's going to that game Saturday night.
Well, he'll be inside, I would hope. I don't think they have an open air press box.
Are they going to magically transport him to and from the stadium, Russ? He's going to have to be outside at some point.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he'll bring a jacket. I mean, he's not 5 years old. I don't have to tell him, Bear. Like, be sure to pack your jacket, Joe.
What else did I learn? Did he feel his take on the Rick Barnes Penny thing? I think it shot. You could tell by his. I can't remember exactly how he worded it, but it was
he just, probably doesn't see it as quite as strongly as you and I do. But
yeah, but he still said it was. It was. What was it? Was it stunning?
Yeah, that he just
popped off, like
doubled
that?
Down at his press conference, and
I know that I have.
Is there a other side to? Is there a both sides? A little bit of both sides? Is like, what does Rick Barnes do?
So.
What does he have to apologize for?
Rick Barnes just doesn't. The only person I've ever seen him, and apparently they're friends off the court. The only person that
who
he
Penny
ever gets
and
crazy,
Barnes?
No,
oh.
The only other coach. I've seen him get crazy on the court, and he does that eyeball thing, is Calipari.
That one year up here where they kind of like had words or something. And then last year, the before and after the tournament game, I mean, it was a warm, loving embrace.
Yeah.
So strange, so strange. All right, folks, our friends here at OEB Law are getting set to take off. They're going to leave us a couple of turkeys, so if you want to come by and get your Thanksgiving turkey, the turkey drop will continue. The rest of them we're taking down to the Love Kitchen to give to those in need. So big thanks again to OEB Law. Folks, if you are injured in a traffic accident, if you need a lawyer, these are the folks to call. You know who OEB Law is. They've been doing it for years, man. Let them turn your wreck into a check. They seek maximum compensation for victims who suffer because of another driver's negligence. That's what they do at OEB Law. They've been doing it for so long. Schedule your free consultation today by calling 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111, or just go online to wreckintoacheck.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll open up the phone lines here. If you want to jump in, take a shot right now. 865-546-8200 is your number, 546-8200. The drive continues. Back with more right after this.
A sports radio experience like no other. This is The Drive.
On the drive, Fan Run Radio, Turkey Drop, raging on here as we get past the halfway point of the show today. Live today, Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Russell and Bear cruising along with you here. Yeah, Philip Fulmer, I guess, I don't know if this was, surely this was like an organized event. Like, he just wasn't randomly the first person at Food City in Maryville, right?
Why couldn't he be? That's where he lives.
It seems random.
It looked like he bought a week's worth of groceries.
There's a new
maybe
food.
Maybe a couple of days.
New Food City opens in Maryville.
Yeah.
Philip Fulmer is the first official customer.
The captain.
Does it surprise you that Philip Fulmer buys the generic Sprite, the store brand?
No,
Sprite?
Not at all.
Why? He can spring for it.
Yeah, but most rich people I know don't fritter money away on stuff.
It's a good point. It's always the folks with that you would think and spread it around who are
no.
And it's dummies like me who insist on buying the name brand. Like I always have, you know my diet soda addiction, and you come over to my house and it's
scary.
Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Dr. Pepper, and caffeine free.
What is the difference between Coke Zero and Diet Coke?
It's weird. It's the Coke Zero has a little bit of sweetness to it. It's hard to put into words. It tastes almost. I prefer Diet Coke, but I like to, you know, I like to have options.
You know, that's got a neurotoxin in it.
I mean, in America, it's food. Like, I just assume that the water I'm drinking has something wrong with it.
I mean, we're doing good. Like, neurotoxin.
You know, hey, man, I'm almost 40.
You like, look good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A man's life expectancy in the Middle Ages was like 33. So I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
Every day's gravy to you? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, not necessarily. Like, I want to get up into my 80s or 90s.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
But I'm not gonna not drink Diet Coke. I'm not gonna have water with dinner. I probably should. I'd probably get used to it.
Yeah,
it's weird, man. Soda's an addiction, man.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
hard to kid.
It is.
You ever try quick soda? You get like a headache, man. You go into withdrawal.
Yeah, that's the caffeine. I've dropped back to where I'm only drinking sodas at breakfast.
See, that's the one meal I don't eat them with or drink them with.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't drink coffee. So I got to get my lift somehow.
Soda. That seems not, like too not much to soda. Me. Like just first
the,
thing
the
in the morning.
Nectar of the gods, mellow yellow.
Oh, my goodness. What? No.
With crushed
no.
ice, like 32 ounces of it.
Fair. What are you doing?
Makes the skin feel like it's on fire.
Yeah, because it probably is.
Suck one of those down about 6 o'clock in the morning. Fresh from the tap.
Let's read some of the Twitter comments. People are weighing in about Penny Hardaway, Rick Barnes. East 10 for life says, absolutely typical Tiger high. Next thing, they'll be whining to state legislature like they did in the 80s, begging to play us. Penny will flame out fast, and Jeff Calkins can go shove his, well, I'll go ahead and wrap that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Calkins was.
What do you have to say?
He wrote an article in the Commercial Appeal. I didn't read it because it was behind a paywall, but the headline was Penny, and we should have brought this up earlier. The headline was Penny Hardaway takes the high road.
What?
He said he took the high road.
When?
I guess like
when he dropped an F-bomb on our Hall of Fame coach, who everybody loves outside of Dean Smith.
When he put his hands on Jordan Bone.
Yeah, when he shoved him.
When he lied about.
I almost wish our guys had reacted because Penny was going to learn a valuable lesson. You may have at one time been a world-class athlete, but now you're just a guy that's approaching middle age like the rest of us, and you don't want to mess with a bunch of college athletes. I mean, I don't like Penny at all.
Spooky Flashlight. Not actually his name.
It's a pretty cool Twitter name.
We're getting a lot of Vulgar. A lot of risk. Yeah, a lot of. We're on stage here at Smoky Mountain Brewery. We're on a loudspeaker, so I got to.
We're keeping it clean.
I mean, there might be children here.
Exactly.
Also, gentle reminder that Memphis will have to forfeit the two W's they got with Wiseman, 1-3 already.
This is a bit of breaking news.
Do we need to go to the fan run breaking news desk?
That's more like tracking news, so don't take me to the desk. This is courtesy of Big Josh. Apparently, 24/7 Sports reports Florida State has shown interest in Brian Kelly, Notre Dame. That would be an interesting one.
I bet he's got a big buyout. How much money is Florida State going to sink into this thing when it's all said and done?
Where are they at right now?
Well, they're at, what, 17 to buy out Taggart.
They're going to pay his staff.
That's probably another $2 million.
If they really get somebody like Brian Kelly, you're probably looking at what? I mean, it's not going to be up front, but they're going to have to. How much?
It's a lot of money.
Notre Dame. I'm assuming he's making at least $5 million a year. So if you give him a 5-year contract, that'd be $25 million if they don't have to give him a raise to come in there. I don't know why Brian Kelly would want to leave Notre Dame.
He just feels like he's plateaued there.
Yeah, I don't know, but man, it's kind of a destination job, man.
Facilities and support, I think, is probably a lot better at Notre Dame than it is at Florida State.
Probably, and it just still, to me, even though they haven't won it in a long time and probably never will, it's still one of the most prestigious jobs in the country.
Could open things up for Urban Meyer. He's always said that's his dream. I know he says everything is his dream job, but that's his real dream job. That's the one he always wanted,
but,
right?
I just didn't – call me crazy. I would be stunned if they took a serious look at him with all the baggage that he comes with.
Nah, it's Florida State.
No, I'm not
I understand
talking about
the guy in the tower or whatever.
I'm talking about Urban Meyer.
Oh.
But you said you don't think that Notre Dame would hesitate at all to hire him if they had the chance.
I don't know. I wouldn't.
I mean, it's hard to win there.
You think Urban Meyer would win a national championship there? He'd have him in the playoff, that's for sure. I mean, Brian Kelly's had him in the playoff.
He'd have to get the administration to go along with several changes and who he could get into school. I mean, you can't get kids in there like you can in other places.
Tammy says, Penny got off light last year. Deacon Barnes won't be so gentle in Thompson Bowling this year. He won't be nice and gentle like before. What movie is that? Unforgiven? Gene Hackman? Or he's talking? Or he's?
I haven't seen that in so long, Russ.
He's whipping Morgan Freeman. I'll hurt you real bad. Won't be nice and gentle like before.
Oh.
Great character. Curly Bill?
I don't deserve to die like this.
Deserves got nothing to do with it. Great movie. So many great lines.
Better than Tombstone?
No. Well, I mean, a different title, but it's grittier.
Darker
than Tombstone.
More,
yeah.
More Clint Eastwood.
More serious. Tombstone is like almost cartoonish at times.
It was like a spaghetti western. I loved it.
It's made it great. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump on with us here this afternoon. It is the drive. David says if Kelly goes to FSU, then Urban goes to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably. Maybe. We'll see. I told you how much I enjoy Urban Meyer on the new Fox college football pregame show. Do you think, and I know your personal opinion about Urban Meyer, you do not hold him in high personal regard. I totally understand that. Do you think college football is more interesting when Urban Meyer is coaching?
Personally?
Yeah.
No, because I think he's not a very good person.
His lack of morality.
Man, what if that's how you want to phrase it? That's being nice to him, saying a lack of morality.
Motley Crue's getting back together.
Why? Vince can't sing anymore.
Almost 6 years after signing a cessation of touring agreement, the Crue confirming they'll be reuniting. Band is credited to the success of their Netflix biopic, The Dirt, with bringing them back together and creating, quote, a whole new generation of Crue heads. Were you a Crue head?
No.
Be honest, Bear.
No, I really wasn't. I like a lot of their songs, but I wasn't a Crue head. Never owned any of their records. I like their early stuff when they're kind of a trashy Sunset Strip glam
rock outfit.
Yeah.
You didn't like it when Tommy Lee was up there, the drums that like going upside down over the.
Tommy Lee kind of got a punchable face to me.
Think so?
Yeah, very.
You're just jealous because he got with Pam Anderson when she
it's
was.
Because he says rad all the time. But no. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they're going to. I mean, like, I saw him like 15 years ago.
You did? You saw the Crue?
Yeah.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
So like in the mid-90s?
Yankee Arena. In the midnight? No, it's like the mid-2000s, dude.
Mid-2000s.
It's when his thing went up in the air. It was at the arena.
They were still going at that time?
Yeah. It was one of their farewell tours.
We're getting some more turkeys from we got to get some from out back. We'll get them for you here in just a second. Actually, here comes the cart right now. More turkeys on the way. T-Carp's in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, it's T-Carp.
Whoa.
Please, folks, he's eating. Let him have some privacy. We'll take a quick break right
here. Getting mobbed by Maryville fans.
We got to get some more turkeys out here. Stay with us. It's The Drive, Fan Run Radio. We'll be back. Your phone calls coming up. Wow, hour number two flying by here this afternoon at Smoky Mountain Brewery. The turkey drop continues. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Drive. Get some.
All right, Russell's rolling in some more turkeys out here, getting people taken care of. They have flown off the shelf, off the table today. I mean, it happens every year. Every year me and Russ get together and we start planning for it. And we're always like wondering, you know, oh, do we have too many turkeys? I think we may have too many. And every year I tell him, no, Russ, we do not have too many turkeys. Because they fly out of here.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, yeah. I saw you running. Why were you running? You know I can handle this.
I'm not running. I was just, I took that cart around the side and put two of those heavy boxes of turkeys on it.
It's a workout.
And then pushed it.
Uphill?
Uphill.
It's a grade out there.
On a cart that,
grade.
The cart, like, doesn't want to go forward. It's like one of those rickety, like, you ever get you go to Food City and you get that cart with the one wheel.
Yeah.
That just has a mind of its own. And it's flapping all over the place, and you're trying to.
I'll just leave that thing in the middle of an aisle. I feel like they ought to get rid of it.
You're like, oh, I can just, I'm a big, strong guy. I can just push through this. And then, like 5 minutes later, you're in the middle of the bread aisle, and you're like, oh, this is a bad idea. This is not good times.
It's better than the one that makes the cart that makes all the noise.
The squeaky cart.
Yeah.
And they say about the squeaky wheel
gets the oil.
Thought it got the grease.
Maybe.
John Tweet, you're on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, Tweet.
Hey, boys.
Hey, man. How's it going?
You got the head of the Flat Earth Society there, T-Carp. Give him my best, please.
John Tweet says hello. He says he finds your intellect to be astounding. He's always amazed at your keen scientific observations.
Nothing like free turkeys for those with the financial means to pay for them for themselves to rush in and get free ones.
What are
you doing, man? Set one aside for me.
We just tried to do something nice for the people. We've only got
everybody's getting along. We're having a really pleasant afternoon.
We can't do something nice for our audience.
Right.
The week before Thanksgiving, and we're taking 50 turkeys to the Love Kitchen too. Like that's
you got to take shots at people.
Yeah, well, you get wet, John Tweet. I mean, what are you doing?
The heck out of here with that noise.
That nonsense. There's always one, right? There's always got to be some wise guy.
Yeah.
Some wise guy, something to say. Thinks
just
he's funny.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Just, you hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
All right. 865-546-8200. We do have a couple of turkeys left. We're going to go get some more. Oh, man, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Going to get some more for the 5 o'clock hour, and then the rest of them are going to the Love Kitchen. Appreciate OEB Law for making it happen for us here this afternoon. We got another hour of show to do here live today at Smoky Mountain Brewery. You can come on out. It's $6 burger day. Get a delicious burger for only $6 right here at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Maybe you wash it down with a cold Mountain Light, a cold Cherokee Red, or a glass of water like T-Carp. He's watching his girlish figure. Yeah, I told you my discovery here last time was the shrimp in the Thunder Road sauce.
I mean, I've been trying to tell you that.
Fried shrimp in Thunder Road sauce. It's an appetizer here on the menu.
You could put Thunder Road sauce on anything, and I would eat it. Name something.
A rubber doorstop.
I would probably chew on it until I got all the Thunder Road sauce off of it.
Okay.
Stuff is... It's my favorite sauce to put on wings.
I believe it. It's
you got a bottle
got wings
in the fridge?
I go, when I get the wings here, I get tossed in the Thunder Road sauce, and then right. I get a side of their hot sauce, which is really hot. Like all you need, one dab will do you.
I can with that.
And clear out your sinuses. Put some hair on your chest.
Great.
Good stuff. Great. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Hour number 3 coming out right after this.